Hallelujah. Do you believe this morning? Man, do you believe this morning? Do you believe the word? Do you believe this is the Bible? Do you believe this is God's inspired word? Did he write this, right? He wrote this, and it's got instructions, and it's got good things for us this morning. So I just want to pray. Let me pray this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the word of God, for it is life, Lord. It is instruction, Lord. It is our guidance. It's our hope is in you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for your presence here this morning. I thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Would you come and continue to minister and guide us, Lord, and be with us every day. Amen. Man, I'm just talking about, do you believe this morning? As Mary was sharing, that was exactly what I was thinking about. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do I believe? Because we've been going through some things this summer where it's really questioned our belief system. Many of us have experienced things this summer and experienced things really recently that has really gotten to our hearts, and where we get to a place where we say, do you really believe that I am God? Come on. Am I God? Am I God? And how that affects my life. Because I notice when things get rough and things start going on, I really get down to the core of what I really believe in my life. A lot of us have had to answer this question, you know, are you afraid of death? Because death is coming after, you know, death is something we all going to face one day. And Woody Allen was asked that question, and Woody Allen said, you know, I'm not afraid of death, but I just don't want to be around when it happens. Right? That was his response. But we don't have to be afraid when it happens because we believe. Come on, what do we believe in? What do we believe in? You know, the Bible is inspired word of God. It has instructions. It has inspiration. It has testimonies of what God can do for our lives. And it's right here. It's right in front of us. And when we believe, we open up the book and we read. And we read God's word, and it's like, man, it's inspiration. It's true testimonies of who God is. And I wanted to read this morning. I want to read in Revelations. I know Revelation can be a pretty wild book. But in Revelations 12:7, there's a story. And we need to read the Bible because we believe the word of God and that we overcome him. And we can have life by the word of what God's spoken. So we have to know the word. We want to overcome. Who wants to overcome? Come on. I want to overcome. You want to live. I want to be on the winning team. I love being on the winning team. We got Cowboys fans. We got Vikings fans. And they don't win. Yeah, okay, here we go. Come on. You guys get all excited. We have those, but one team's going to lose. If the Cowboys and Vikings play each other, guess who's going to lose? Oh, hey. No. Let's just say one team's going to lose, all right? We're trying to be family here. We're not going to start stuff like that. We're family. We all know that purple's going to win, but we're just going to pretend that we don't know. But somebody loses. Somebody loses, but we don't. None of us here have to lose. Not one of us here have to lose. We all can be part of the winning team. Sickness, disease, death itself can't get the victory over us. Come on. Do you believe that? Do we believe that? Come on, I believe that this morning. And we've seen miracles this summer, and I'm thankful for it. Amen. Revelations 12, I want to talk about the overcomer. I want to tell you a story. It's important to know what's going on here. Revelations 12:7, and we're going to talk about war. A war broke out in heaven. We're going to talk, Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought. Ooh, big war. But they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast down to earth, and his angels were cast with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accuses them before our God day and night has been cast down. Now listen up. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Do you want to overcome? Do you believe the Bible is written by God? He just gave us what it took to overcome. We paying attention? You know? He just gave us the keys of what it takes to overcome. What was the first thing it took to overcome? It was by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ, by his blood, he shed for us that we could have life and that we could overcome. Amen? Is this good news? Is this good news? When you have good news, I mean, I'm pregnant, Danny. No. I heard that someone got pregnant, or didn't get pregnant, but was pregnant this week. My sister Paula is pregnant. Woo! Shh, shh, no, shh, shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell, no, we can't tell. We can't tell anybody about that. Shh. But is that good news? Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. Because I was going to hell. I could not pay the price. Come on, do you believe this morning? I could not pay this price. He died on the cross so that I could live. I can live now. I believe that. I believe I was a sinner. I believe I couldn't get out of sin. It was a trap. And I couldn't get out. I was stuck doing the same things and the same things. And I couldn't get out. And it wasn't until I fell on my knees and I asked God. I said, God, you got to help me. And he told me a message about Jesus Christ. He said, that's okay, son. You belong to me. He paid the price. Now you're free from that. You don't have to sin anymore. You don't have to be doing those things anymore. I'm free. Come on. The second part was the blood. The second part is what? Shh, don't tell anybody. No, the second part, it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And the second thing is, we testify. We acknowledge this with our lifestyle. See, the biggest thing that people don't believe about Christianity is when we talk it, but we don't live it. And it's denied by our lifestyle. And Jesus, and he said, if you acknowledge me before man, I'm going to acknowledge you before my Father. Do you believe this morning? Do you believe this morning? How are you living? Come on. How are you living? You don't have to be in sin. Come on. I don't have to live that way anymore. There's a hope. I'm stuck doing the same things. The same things keep happening in my life. But let me tell you about a Savior named Jesus Christ. Come on. There are people, I've heard testimonies and testimonies and testimonies. An alcoholic, a drug addiction. That I could not stop. I kept doing the same things. And you know what? It was a miserable life. I got on my knees. I said, God, you know what? Do you want me? Can you take me? Can you do something with this? Because I can't. And he changed my life. The stresses of this world, the things that you face as family and as parents, we face these things. And Jesus said that he was the Lamb of God. John the Baptist says he's the Lamb of God to what? Take away the sins of the world. Come on, man. That's good news. I think I should tell somebody about that. Come on, I'm tired. You get tired? You fight the battle and you try to make things happen with your own hand and then you get to your knees and you ask the Lord to come in and take over. He says, I've tried so hard to do this. I've tried so hard to do that. And then he says, yes, now I can do something with you. When we are humble, God comes and moves in our lives. Amen. So the word of our testimony. Why is the word of our testimony so important? I want to read Psalm 78:4 because this is a strategic plan. This is what keeps us from overcoming. But Psalm 78:4, it says, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell it to the generation to come, the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he establishes a testimony in Jacob. Guess what? He's establishing a testimony in Tom. He's establishing his testimony in Jen, Sarah. Come on. He's establishing his testimony in our lives. And appointed a law in Israel, which he's commanded his fathers, that we should make him known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who were born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set what? Their hope in God. And not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. What does the world need? They need hope. Come on, they need hope. You have hope in you. There's hope in me. Not because Tom was so strong. Not because that I had my whole act together, that I had to fall on my knees and I had to ask the Lord to come in and take over. I said, Jesus, you got to become Lord because it's really tough. I can't make it. And he did that in me. Come on, he does it in us. What you facing? What you struggling with? What's going on in your life right now? God is real. Do you believe? I believe that God is real. He is my hope. Testify of that. Who has had a miracle done in their life? Who has had something that God has done something in their life and they have overcome? Anybody here? There's a few people here. I need to hear that. Because the Bible said they. Not just one person. They said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They began to testify, not just by word, but by deed, by action in their life of the goodness and the greatness of God. And it's addicting. Come on, there's a lot of good things going on in here this morning. I'm addicted. I'm hearing miracle. I'm hearing miracle. I'm hearing miracle. I'm hearing God touch you, touch you, touch you. He's changing things. It's happening right now in the midst of us. And I get goose things, right? It just goes down my spine. It's like, yes, Lord, come on. It's happening. Shh, quiet. Shh, no, shh, shh. No, don't say anything. Shh. Okay, that's better. Don't tell him, Danny. Don't tell him, Danny, don't say nothing. Don't, Danny, oh, he's about to blow up here. Shh. No, I was dying. I was alone. I was scared. I was confused. In my desperation, I cried out and he answered. How many have been there? So, a surprising thing is a lot of us are in the same boat. We need a Savior. We need help. I need help. I'm sorry, I need help. Okay, yeah. Man, I need help. Man, Tom needs help. Yes, I need help. I need Jesus. I got him. He's on my side. Amen. Anybody see the movie Armageddon? It's Bruce Willis, right? At the end of the movie, right, the story goes like this. The meteor is going to crash into Earth, and the Earth was going to be destroyed. And Gracie was his daughter, and something went wrong, and he had to stay back on the meteor with a nuclear bomb and explode it because one person had to stay back. So at the end, he was talking to Gracie, and he was holding on to the detonator. He said, guess what, Gracie? We win. And he pulled that thing, and he took it for all of us. We win. Jesus took it for all of us so we could all win. Every single one of us can win. We're all winners here this morning. Hey, come on. We're winners. I'm a winner. Man, I went to church today. Guess what? I'm a winner. That feels good, right? We did that. We overcome. We testify, right? There's hope. There's hope in that. And the third part is they did not love their lives even unto death. You know, fear is a powerful tool. Again, that the enemy tries to use against us. Because fear of unknown and uncertainty. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, do you believe? Because when you believe, you know. I know, man. I know that I know that I know. It's in my heart. It needs to get in my heart that I confess with my mouth that Jesus, I believe in my heart. Something's got to get inside my heart that I really believe. That needs to manifest in my life so that I believe, that we don't negotiate, that we don't agree with something that's not true. You see, this is the truth. See, this Bible is the truth and inspired word of God, and it will guide us into all truth with the Holy Spirit. Come on, with the Holy Spirit. See, I believe in God the Father, right? We believe in Jesus Christ, right? We believe in what? The Holy Spirit. And he's given us new life. The song going on there. We believe that. So the word of God is right here. Come on, pick it up. We got to pick it up. If we pick it up and we get inspired, it inspires. Because guess what this thing is loaded with? There's so many testimonies. There's so many things that God has done in people just like me and you. He's changed our lives, right? He's made a difference. He's changed it. And I want to believe. Amen? I want to believe. I want to talk about another movie. I'm into movies because they inspire me and I see things. I'm like, wow. But there's another movie that I've watched, and I think we've seen it. It's called Braveheart. How many seen Braveheart? Okay. I know it's like 20 years old. And I was 15 when it first came out. But there was a battle going on. There was a battle going on, and the king of Scotland was making deals with the king of England. But there was a man in Scotland named William Wallace. And it wasn't right what was going on with the king of England, because he was oppressing his Scottish countrymen. He was coming in, taking their women, taking their kids, doing whatever he wanted. They made deals with him. And it was a miserable, miserable life. And William Wallace fought to be free of that. He said, we don't have to settle for that anymore. We don't have to sit back and allow things like this to happen that aren't right and watch it happen. We're going to fight. So they went to the battlefield and fought. But the king of Scotland made a deal with the king of England. And they betrayed William Wallace. And the king of Scotland's son is going to speak here. And he's going to share what happened and how that affected him. Because he looked at his life and he realized what he had. And what William Wallace had was something so much more. And he desired that. He desired that to come forth in his life. So here's the king's son speaking with the king.
We must have alliance with England to prevail here. You achieved that. You saved your family, increased your land. In time, you will have all the power in Scotland.
Lands, titles, men, power, nothing.
Nothing?
I have nothing. Men fight for me, because if they do not, I throw them off my land and I starve their wives and their children. Those men who bled the ground red at Falkirk, they fought for William Wallace, and he fights for something that I've never had. And I took it from him when I betrayed him, and I saw it in his face on the battlefield. And it's tearing me apart.
All men betray. All lose heart.
I don't want to lose heart! I want to believe as he does. I will never be on the wrong side again.
Hallelujah. Wow. Let's stand up this morning. Man. Hallelujah. We'll be here after the service if anybody wants prayer. And don't forget later, we're going to be sharing on the upcoming events after the service for some announcements and things coming up this next season of time. But right now, you know, if we've settled and we've settled for something less, and if when we allow that to happen, we lose heart, we lose hope when we settle. Let's not settle. We don't have to settle because we're on the winning team. Every single one of you here is on the winning team. Look around you. The prayer is this, is our Father. It's our Father. He's every single one of us. He's our Father. And it's about His kingdom to come. And we are all His children right here. We need each other. We need to testify to one another. We need to encourage each other, exhort each other. We need to believe. And I want to believe. I really want to believe. Because the cost of not believing is negotiating and allowing something to come in that robs our hope, that robs our heart, and we lose heart. And it affects our life. And one of the things that Jesus came when he was anointed, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and recover sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And it's on the inside that we negotiate. It's on the inside that we make choices that bring us down and that affect us. When we do the things we know we're not supposed to do and we're tired of it because we want to believe for something that we actually have a right to now that we are Christians, that we believe that Christ came and he did something for me, that I have access to a kingdom, to a place where I don't have to struggle with this anymore, that I can be free, to free to live, free to love, regardless of the situation. The king looked and he says, I got nothing. Well, he had possessions, he had land, he said, I had nothing. I want to live like he lives. I want to be free. Free to be inside, to love, to be myself, Lord. He created you all individually so special. And I want to be free to be who I am. I don't have to negotiate. I don't have to make deals with this world. Come on, be free. Father God, I thank you for your word this morning. And every single one of us here, Father God, that your word is true. And you are God and I am not. And Lord, if there's anything in our lives, Lord Jesus, that we need to lay down before you, if we have negotiated, made deals with the enemy, the devil, and he's come in and we got something on us, Lord, we just release that right now, Lord Jesus. Let's just lift our hands, Father God. Let's surrender it to you, Lord. Not anymore. No more. Come on. No more. I just want you to say no more. No more. I will not negotiate. Stake claim to what belongs to you, and that's freedom. Right now, freedom, Lord. Hallelujah. Set us free, Father God. Mend the broken hearts, Lord Jesus. Set our tracks straight, Father God. As we seek you, Lord Jesus, come in and set the tracks straight. Where I've turned to the left, turned to the right, and I've made different choices. Lord, set the tracks straight. Guide me, Father God. At night when I cry, or at night when I'm alone, Lord Jesus, come and take that, Lord, place. Take that place. We give it to you, Lord Jesus. You are Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's church. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, come on. Come on, God, you are real. We just love you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for showing up, ministering to us. I minister to, and I thank him for it. Testify of the goodness of the Lord this morning. Share it with somebody in your life. Be thankful. Praise God. Jesus did a wonderful work and is doing a wonderful work. Amen. If you'd like prayer, please stay. Please stay. I'll pray with you up here in front.